Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So it's bread and butter pudding, which I love, but we've done a savoury version. So it's brioche, buttered brioche, layered up with caramelised onions that we cooked for a long time until they get really sticky and, you know, kind of dark, and butter. And then we've got Comté, cheddar and parmesan custard that we poured all over the top. Gruyere. And then we baked it. Gruyere?
Yes.
What did I say? Oh, I thought we had Comté, no?
No.
Oh, that's in the other one. Sorry, I have made two this week. Parmesan, Gruyere and cheddar custard that we poured all over the top. And then we baked that last night and set it. So we pressed it flat and we turned it out and crisped it up. And then we poured, piped the chilli rarebit on the top, and then that goes in the grill and bubbles up. So yeah. You get like a dark, toasty, it's got like Guinness in it, and smoked guajillo chilies and three different kinds of cheddar.
That'll
do me. Yeah, good.
Hello!
Camera in hand! Unbelievable!
Welcome.
Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
Are you going to start?
Hello, Camilla.
If you look at photography, I broke every rule. And my style of photography, sort of that natural light, no Photoshop. Mr. The fashion industry doesn't work like that. I'm like, why? You know. And yeah. I remember when I shot Kate Winslet, and I called you saying this is the most amazing shoot, because she was like, I'm whatever age she was at the time, and I want the world. I don't want anyone to fiddle with who I am.
I want to look like myself.
And I'm like how sad is it that all these magazine editors are comfortable with a fallacy of femininity. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can do art, I get it, for certain types of covers, but in general, where's the truth? Mm-hmm. So I've managed to navigate that by saying, F it, I'm just going to not rely on magazines and keep shooting people.
Right.
And what happened is every time I shot someone famous, they would lose their minds and tell their publicists. Then their publicists would say, we've just shown your pictures to whatever, they want to be shot, and then I owned all that IP, whereas in magazines you don't own anything, they don't pay you anything anyway.
Right.
So I think I'm probably the most unique photographer of this era, because I now have special deals with all the big film houses.
Oh.
To do, like with Black Panther, I went to Lagos.
Wow.
With the cast, paid for by Disney, because the cast wanted me there.
Right. Leticia,
Michaela, all of them, because when I shoot them, they're like, see themselves.
Yes.
You know, and there's no magazine that they don't care. They're like, I've seen the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I've built a quite unique sort of thing. So it's that sort of, code switching and stooping to conquer, but also if you're sure that what's being built before you is bollocks, then just drive over it.
Yeah.
I don't want to criticize today's pop stars, but we have a generation or two of people that didn't have the privilege of growing up with the music that came out in the 70s, 80s,
right.
Or 60s, if you're lucky enough, and the 80s. I mean, even not popular, like if you look at pop hits in the 80s, goodness.
Massive tunes.
Just you know, and I try and, you know, educate people to, if you don't know, I don't judge you.
Mm.
But you should have an inquisitive mind.
Well, not last year, 2020, I was quite heartbroken, and it was the pandemic, and I started listening to a lot of old mum music, Stevie, Aretha, Franklin,
Nina, everything.
And I was like, I was like, all of my favourite R&B songs are these old soul songs. By the time Smokey Robinson started singing... Cruising, which I just thought was a D'Angelo tune. I was like, wait, what? My mum was like, of course they're all from
I was like, also, what? When you were a kid and I was playing all those songs, what? Well, she literally doesn't listen to me.
This is what I mean.
Yeah. When I tell her
this
stuff.
This is what I mean. No. This is what I mean. She played the best music when I was growing up. Yeah. And I did makes listen. And I still come back to it. It makes me want
to
cry.
That's why she comes back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That music means, that music is in my soul.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just
don't worry.
Don't worry.
You did right. But I was wondering, with your kids now, if you're saying you love to educate people, do you do that with the kids as well?
Yeah, I mean, they are strong-minded ladies.
Three and five.
There was a whole Barbie girl vibe, which I was like, God, can they not like the song? And it's just repetitive, and it reminded me of the worst of my teenage years, and I was just like... But we do play. I mean, we all have.
No, we don't. We shouldn't give up.
No.
It's what you expose them to.
You have to just relentlessly plug away, and they will come back with awful stuff.
And you have like Sade playing in the background. And, nice. You know, they just learned Alexa.
It so goes in. They absorb these things by osmosis in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, whether they want to or not. Makita did it with cooking. One of her rebellions against me was to refuse to cook. Really, she was just not interested in me and my stupid chicken, I believe the quote was.
Something, and stupid chicken.
You and your stupid chicken, leave me alone. I was like, come let me show you this. I know, it's in you and your stupid chicken. And then when you got to your mid-20s and she started cooking, she realised she knew how to do all these things because she'd just been around it anyway.
No.
So it does go in.
But it's amazing because both girls love taking photographs.
Oh, do
so
they?
That's already, they don't like being photographed. I think they've been too much. But they still have an interest in it. Just because they see it all the time, right? Yeah. It's this thing that dad's always doing. Yeah.
And as I get older, I will curate a musical and film experience like no other.
You can't wait. They're a bit too young.
Yeah. But I've already started. I mean,
what have you got planned?
What are we talking about? Musicals?
Yeah. Everything.
I love musicals.
Everything. I mean,
hit me.
Know,
what are you talking about?
We just did, not on the musical side, but on the old cartoons. One of my favourite cartoons is in 1977... cartoon, which is the original Rescuers. And I don't know if you remember.
Oh, we used to have that. We used to have that.
That was my film, The Rescuers.
She loved The Rescuers. That and A Matter of Life and Death.
No, but The Rescuers.
She used to have in like little videos in her bag.
It's not why I thought she'd say.
No, Rescuers was very. If you rewatch it, you know, so it's the Rescue Aid Society, which is really representing the UN, right? And you've got, you know, two mice. One of them is voiced by Zsa Zsa Gabor, and she's fabulous in her fur coat.
Oh my God, yes!
And then they fly, and it's a young girl who's ginger and apparently not attractive because she's ginger, and no one takes her from the orphanage.
Penny.
And she puts the thing in the bottle, and they find the bottle.
And I can't remember.
No, but it's really moving. There's a beautiful scene with Rufus the cat where he tells her that you're beautiful regardless of, you know, not being picked up. And she gets taken to the bayou because she's small enough to pick up a diamond.
Oh my God.
But it's just so beautifully done. And it's one of the last hand-drawn Disney sort of cartoons of that era. And our girls absolutely love it.
I love it because they have so much option these days. And they have all these like fast-moving cartoons, animated films, whatever it is. And they both loved it.
Mm.
And it gave me hope that actually they... Because it's slower pace and they were focused and they got into it, they understood it.
Mm. And to just
even
stay,
at that age.
And to just stay in one story and not have to sort of flick and flick.
Isn't it interesting? So I could so
thank
you.
Thank you.
I'd forgotten about that film completely.
Christmas watch.
But there isn't definitely going on the Christmas list. I'd totally forgotten about it. There is an interesting thing, isn't there? Because I work with quite a few people who are younger than me. And I'm often making references to whatever, and they literally, you know, obviously don't. I'll go, what's a really, you know, what's your favourite old movie? And they're like, tell me something from like 1990. You know, like somebody was saying to me, oh, that really old film. And I didn't know what she was talking about. And then I realised she meant something like Jumping Jack Flash or something.
Right.
I was like, that's not really old. But then I thought it is actually quite old at this point.
Yeah.
When people say really old movie to me, I'm thinking Bette Davis. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I'm going like way back. And I think, there's something about when for my generation, we had so little choice that we got exposed to everything because we just ate everything. Yeah. We were hungry.
And a Saturday
afternoon, they would put on these black and white movies, and I was glued, gripped by these films and the drama
Every Easter,
of them.
Ben Hur's on the box.
My God, the Easter movies. This God was a hairdresser. Charlton Heston coming down with the thing, you know what I mean? With the tablet, because he comes down with a big blow dry, doesn't he? he goes up with this like really lank hair, and when he comes back, he's got all the commandments, and someone's blow dried his hair. It's hilarious.
It's been amazing because with Camilla, you know, she had such a healthy and amazing childhood, but it was outdoors.
Yeah.
So when we met, it was like meeting someone that didn't have any of the sort of cultural references as I did. So when on our first few dates, I was just like, oh my God, she hadn't seen certain films. And one of the tricks I played on her is that she
don't know this trick.
Maybe you still don't know it was a trick.
Yeah. Well, it was just fun for me. It's, she had never seen this film, Legends of the Fall.
Stop it.
As a woman, I just thought she's going to lose her mind because you've got
Aiden Queen.
Aiden and Brad in there.
And Brad. Peaking.
And the story.
I remember you because I had a little cinema in the house and I left her in there. And you. I came in, you're right. She's like, oh.
No, it's deep.
She's like, Tristan.
Oh my God, Tristan.
Like, maybe this is a bad idea.
By the time he finds happiness and then his wife and kids are shot. Honestly, your energy, Camille, I'm so with you, Miss Anne. Like, I just like that it was like, tick, tick, tick. I think you should do it. Go for it. Because sometimes you do have to just kind of jump off the edge.
Yes.
I think in life.
Yeah, leap of faith.
Yeah.
But also, because of the way you grew up and you had a lot of self-doubt. And I could also very clearly see that was what's holding you back. It was very obvious. So
what sort of things do you do with your life, in your life? Have you done, about to do?
Oh, I've done a lot of different things. But I started off in the city as well, in finance. On a trading floor, which is really not my thing.
What is that like? A trading floor in the city?
You know, I was watching Industry. I don't know if you've seen that. And I was like, it's a bit like that. I was like, it's so exaggerated. Yes, to some point.
You said Industry was life.
Right, but it is quite an exaggerated world, isn't it? There's lots of da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but it is
deals.
Like that. It is like that.
And it's very, isn't it? Very macho. Testosterone.
A lot of awful men that are told that because they can manipulate a chart, that their opinion in the world matters.
Yeah, and the God complex.
Yeah, and then you put some cocaine into that.
Yeah,
it's over.
As Rick James said, cocaine, hell of a drug. And you know Rick James knows.
So how long did you last in that environment?
I lasted quite a few years. I think it's just, when you don't know exactly what you want to do when you grow up, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. It just kind of went into that world, and then you have to be quite brave to leave it as well once you're in
it.
I actually packed my bags when I left and I went to Zimbabwe and Uganda and worked with Impact instead. And it was like, I think, healing my soul.
Yeah.
Just, and I absolutely loved it. I think that's where my heart is a lot.
The other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But thinking back, I was working on a family business when we met. We were both doing our own businesses.
So both people left the city, went to heal their souls, and then came back.
You're seeing the thing.
There are a lot of similarities. Yes. I mean, I this is before she met me, and I was just so proud of your restless spirit, because to leave that and go off and do the things you did in India and in Africa was a testament to you listening to those whispers that were telling you that this is not the path. You know, you are another person, there is another way. Yeah. Which is
those
so
whispers
hard to
are
do.
Important, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. I'm having them at the moment, actually, in the last 10
yes.
days.
That's what she's been talking about.
And it's, you know, when the whisper becomes, Oprah says, it starts as a whisper, and then a brick falls on top of your head.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes, you know, when it's the clarity is incredible and you can just hear words. Spirit leads.
I think it's a gift
guides.
As well, because I feel some people can just silence those whispers. I think everyone probably has them, but I feel that they're stronger for some people than others.
I need them.
Me too, and I can't. But I can't go against them. So sometimes I'm a bit like, oh,
yeah, like oh God, I am going to Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So okay, heal out of clear. I'm on the way.
So I was raised in West London and went to Holland Park School, and and also a million other schools around West London. But we've been having this conversation about where I was brought up and me feeling very close to it at the moment, now that I'm 39, and my mum feeling like it's her past,
and she doesn't love to go back there, and I'm like bathing in where I'm from, and oh my God, Lovett Grove. And I was wondering what you thought about raising your kids in Surrey, why you decided that you wanted to raise your kids in the countryside when you were saying you were loving London. Why the countryside?
Well, I'm from the countryside in Sweden.
Right.
So I was brought up on a horse farm.
So you need air and space.
I actually need air and space. I loved London when I was younger. I still loved going into London and feeling the buzz. But Miss Anne said it actually when we, long time ago when you got me out, your soul rests outside. And it's so true. It feels like my soul rests outside.
Yeah.
And then with the kids as well. I just, for them to run around in the greenery.
So how old are your kids now?
3 and 5.
They're so
beautiful.
They
are so cute. They are so cute.
They're adorable most of the time.
My beautiful friend Phoebe had this incredible exhibition, and it was called How Close Can You Get to Yourself Without Flinching?
She's ridiculous.
And she's
so good.
She's amazing.
Oh, right, yes, you know her.
Yeah. Isn't she?
Phoebe Collins-James. Yeah. And this is a huge thing that I've realised in my power. I have this company. I'm building a fitness brand around skipping rope and the art and act of skipping, and encouraging the country to skip and remember sort of letting people know how beneficial it is to your life. It changed my life.
Skipping?
Yes, yeah. Skipping. We should talk, actually.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we're going
you
to...
You guys talk. My knees?
No, I can't.
We'll talk, but you capture.
Yes.
But we've been going to schools, and we do a big assembly with kids, ages 5 to 10, and we've been getting like thousands of kids skipping, just going to different schools, and it's opening them up. And I say to them, it's not about, because it's all about like sport, thinking there are sports that aren't for you, like tennis, badminton, squash, or racket sports. A lot of young black kids don't think it for them. They're all ball sports, but not racket sports. And I say to them, it's not only important to not forget about where you're from, it's important to remember where you're from. Like, it will drive you and take you to places you can't even imagine who you are and where you're from.
What did that little boy say to you?
Get as close to it as you can.
What did the little boy say to you?
What? Miss. I'm fucking Miss now. Miss, he'd been skipping for 5 minutes. He got really good, and he couldn't get it at the beginning. Then he got really good, and he said, Miss, I feel like I've opened up a new part of my mind. And I was like,
you're 7 year old.
Keep skipping.
Yeah.
So I think it's about true success in life is to get as close as you can to yourself and see where that takes you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a beautiful sentiment.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful sentiment. I'm going to cheers again.
Okay.
Man, they can cook. They can cook. The food was outrageous. It's like embarrassingly good to the point where you wonder why you even go to a restaurant, you know. And just to be around that unique energy they have as partners collaborating in business, but also mother and daughter, they fill me with pride. But they gave Camilla and I, you know, safe space to be our true selves, which is beautiful.
Yeah, it was the first time with a microphone in my face, and I think I would have found it much more intimidating if it wasn't for the environment that they managed to create. The food, and then the topics that they also, you know, wanted to discuss. They're not afraid of going, you know, deep in different places, and also making it light to get to know you on different levels. So yeah, it's amazing. That's what I want for me and my daughters. It's very special. And you know, they were saying, oh yeah, you were irritating me this morning, and I think that's the beauty of a relationship. It should be real and raw, and they're so connected, and really, you know, it was very clear through the conversation as well, that they really had each other's backs from both sides and what they've gone through together, and it's very inspiring.
What did you see in them that day when you took that photograph? You talked a little bit about your method, and Andy talked about how you got her to clench and unclench her hand, which was a lovely moment. How did you try and bring that out?
Well, if I'm being really honest, I know it has not been easy. To get to the place they have got to is so beautiful, and I wanted to try and capture that when all said and done, that they have reached this beautiful place as mother and daughter, and they're going to have that for the rest of their natural lives, and I wanted to just bear witness to that with my lens.
There's a real stillness in that picture, which, being around them, I mean, their life's a whirlwind.
Yeah,
right?
they're not still. No, they felt safe for me, and you know, I don't even know if I was photographing one person or two. It felt like, you know, their souls for a fleeting moment, you know, had interlocked, just almost as if it was a birth. It was beautiful.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.